What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, "You Are Retarded If You Still Believe in Donald Trump." So at this point, guys, everybody's saying, oh, it's a miracle, it's a godsend that Trump is still alive and that God has saved him. And all of a sudden, the Zionist-controlled media went from hating on him to, like, supporting him. Even lefty liberal people like Jack Black, who are like, oh man, the guy missed. Maybe he'll do a better job the next time. Now these guys are getting railroaded by the media. And everybody's saying that this is an inside job. And that the lefty liberals, the Democrats, they wanted to get rid of Trump. But since he was saved by God himself, that this is divine intervention and that indeed Trump is a godsend. Guys, said it before and I said it again. Trump is nothing more than a Mossad actor. That's what Trump is, okay? Trump got blessed by the Jews. That's all that happened to him, guys, okay? He bows his head to the Jews. His entire family is Jewish. His best friend was Netanyahu. Guys, all the facts out there are the total and complete opposite of what Trump tries to sell himself as. Trump says, I want to get America out of debt. Trump printed out more money than Biden. He printed out more money than Obama. Obama was in office for 8 years. Trump was in office for 4 years. And he printed out more money than Obama. Trump printed out more money than any American president in the history of America. Yet this guy said he's gonna get the country out of debt, but he printed more money than any other president in American history. Trump is single-handedly responsible for inflation. This is a guy who prides himself on Operation Warp Speed. Even though he says he's anti-vax and he was against Scamarona, yet it was Operation Warp Speed that brought in the vaccines and the Scamarona mandates. This is a guy who said he's pro Second Amendment, but yet he passed red flag laws, which are the most restrictive anti-gun laws in American history. Guys, everything Trump did was the total and complete opposite of what he said. And like Sheikh Imran Hussein said before Trump's supposed assassination, Trump is the ultimate con man. He is conning you guys, okay? I've said this in my past videos, I'm gonna say it again. When Trump becomes president, he's gonna have you guys go die for the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. Microsoft apparently released a bad update yesterday that caused airplanes all over the world to be grounded. It literally caused medical establishments, airports, anything that relies on Microsoft for mission critical activities to come to a grinding halt. Guys, this is the Jews telling you in no uncertain terms, when it comes time for us to draft you so you can go die for the dirty Jews, you're not gonna be able to run away, okay? You guys need to understand, Satan is large and in charge. The Jews are what Sheikh Imran Hussein refers to as Dajjal's warriors, okay? The Jews, their God is Satan. When Donald Trump comes out and he says, God this, God that, he's talking about Satan. Satan is his God, okay? This is what you guys need to understand. Satan is the God of... Satan is the God of Trump. This is what everybody here needs to understand. Satan is the God of Trump. Satan is the God of Jews. How can this guy, Trump, be subservient to the God of Abraham when he supports the homosexuality community? How is that possible, guys, okay? Look, I get it. I get it if you say, yo, Omar, look, I like my alcohol. I like pussy. You know, unlike Coach Bitch Bill, who likes bussy. Notice I said bussy with a B, because that's boy pussy, which is going to lend you to the hellfire, by the way. So, look, I get it. If you like alcohol, you like pussy, you can still be a follower of the Abrahamic faith. But if you support homosexuality, which is an abomination, God exterminated an entire city because of homosexuality, how the fuck can you call yourself a man of God like Trump? You know, Trump says, I believe in God, I love God, but yet he supports homosexuality. Has anybody put one and one together and said, hey man, this doesn't make any sense? How can Trump claim to be a great Christian when he supports the homosexuality community, okay? What happened? And again, guys, Satan is large and in charge. This is what a lot of you guys out there need to understand. Satan is large and in charge. And God in the Quran says, Kaidu to Shaitan Daif. God, Satan's game plan is weak. And the reason why Satan's game plan is weak is because those people who follow him are retarded. Let's keep it 100, guys. If you follow Donald Trump, you're retarded. That's all I can say, guys. You are fucking retarded if you believe in Donald Trump. That's all I can say, guys. All I can say is you are retarded if you believe in Donald Trump. Let's get that out in the open right now, right here. If you believe in Donald Trump, okay, if you believe that he's Jesus Hitler, walk around like this, dudes. Just walk around like this, okay? That's all there is to it, okay? How can we understand that this guy who was going to be a set... I mean, think about it, guys. Think about it, okay? I worked with CIA. I worked with Mossad. I worked with LAPD. I worked with SWAT. I worked with fucking the US military. You guys have to understand. As a fucking actor, okay, I... Go look my IMDb.com up, Amr Metwali. I worked as Al-Qaeda terrorist number 2. You know, I didn't work in any official capacity with them. I was just a useful idiot. I was just an actor. Unfortunately for them, I knew a little bit more than I should have, especially when Aaron Cohen, one of the top people in Mossad, was sitting in front of me telling me exactly what's going to happen. He just thought I was a dumb Ahmed who doesn't even have the IQ to even comprehend what is being said, okay, guys? So, it is imperative for you guys to understand and understand this really good, okay? If you're being shot at, okay? If you are being shot at, especially when you don't know where the bullet is coming from and it's an assassination attempt, you cower down, you keep on running until you get to safety. So what happened with Trump, he got shot. And then a second later, he went like this. Come on, dudes. That's fucking acting right there. That's acting. This is an act. This is a Hollywood production happening in real time in the real world. And you guys are falling for it. It's like, yeah, there's a shooter. He has a gun. Dudes. How many times in LA did I do that when I was out in Hollywood playing Al-Qaeda terrorist number 2, you know? How many times when I was playing Al-Qaeda terrorist number 2, I kill you, you know? For Trump, for people like me, for actors like ourselves, you know? If somebody says, hey, Omar, you're Al-Qaeda terrorist number 2, there's a guy over there. You're gonna shoot him with a gun. Is the guy over there gonna be like, oh no, this guy is gonna shoot me with a gun. Oh my God, I'm gonna die. No, he's an actor. He knows in T-minus 5 minutes, we're gonna be kicking it at the water cooler. Okay, guys? So, Trump, Secret Service, police, everybody is in on it, okay? And even if somebody is not in on it 100%, they're gonna keep their motherfucking mouth shut because they know there's corruption going on. They ain't dumb. They know that there's some corruption going on. So, I'm gonna keep this video short and sweet guys, because a lot of you guys out there really need help, man. A lot of you guys out there, you are desperate. You want to believe that Trump is Jesus Hitler, okay? What the Jews do is, and I've said this before, the Jews, they bring you down very, very low, and then they get you a savior who's going to take you all the way up here, okay? So they elevated Trump to godlike status now. Trump is fucking God at this point, okay? He's going to win. Guys, when Trump becomes president, he's going to have you die for the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. In fact, guys, in fact, the U.S. government just bombed Yemen. The Prophet Muhammad loves Yemen, okay? Now, the reason why it's called Yemen means right. Shaml means the left, okay? So, if you're looking at Mecca and you got the ocean to your back, Yemen is on your right. That's why it's called Yemen, which means right. Shamal, which is Palestine, Syria, Jordan, they're called Yemen, they're called Shaml because they're on the left. So the Prophet Muhammad had a special place in his heart for Yemen. He said Yemen is going to be the central point where fire is going to come out of Yemen, and that fire is going to get all the believers in one place. That's not physical, guys. That is literal. That is figurative, not literal, okay? Why? The truth is gonna come out of Yemen, okay? When Biden declares full-on war against Yemen, he's gonna say, oh, we gotta protect our greatest ally, Israel. Now you all have to go die for Israel. This is when you guys are gonna finally realize that Trump was a fucking Zionist all along, okay? And this whole Microsoft releasing an update that, guys, when I release updates for MGTOW TV, I fucking test them myself. If I, working in a fucking food truck, test my own goddamn software before I release it, don't you think a billion-dollar company like Microsoft will do the same thing? I'm telling you guys, when Trump is going to draft you all, okay? Microsoft is gonna be like, oh, sorry, man. Our software went bad. Planes can't leave. I guess you're stuck in the country, motherfucker. Now go die for the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. Trust and believe, guys. That's exactly what's gonna happen. That's exactly how it's gonna go down, okay? Instead of you guys out there believing in Trump, thinking he's fucking Jesus Hitler, that he's gonna save your sorry asses, you guys, like me, you need to be a dual citizen. Well, you don't have to, but it would be good if you can. I'm a dual citizen, okay? I have places in Ukraine. I got places in fucking Colombia. I can get the fuck out of here and I'll be fine, okay, guys? I'm not gonna die for dirty Jews like you retarded goyim will, okay? That's number one. Number two, I know some of you guys are going to say, yo, Omar, Ukraine has a war right now. Yeah, this Ukraine war is just a test run for what is to come, okay? This is like, when one of those small-time comedians gets on stage before the big-time comedian comes on, you know, like getting the crowd energized before the real thing. That's exactly what Ukraine is, okay? And you guys gotta understand, Ukraine is gonna be where all the dirty Jews are gonna go, because let's be honest, Ukraine, better looking woman, better weather, more arable land, a lot cheaper. Guys, I met a Jew in Lviv telling me my entire family is coming from Tel Aviv. Like, man on the inside here on MGTOW TV said, Lviv will become new Tel Aviv. So Ukraine is probably gonna be the safest place in the world. And, you know, this is why this JD Fans, or whatever he is, you know, like Martin Goldberg said, the guy might be a flaming homosexual. That's why he's married to a fugly-looking Pooja. You know, he's against the Ukraine war, but yet he's all for fighting for Israel. Guys, in no uncertain terms are the Jews telling you guys that these are our people. The JD Fans, Donald Trump, the whole US government, they're all in on it, dudes. At the end of the day, they want you, the average person, dead. That's all they want, man. So this is why it's imperative for you guys out there to do one of two things. Either you vote Amar Metwali in 2024. Yes, I'm a write-in candidate. Go on FEC.gov. Type in Amar Metwali. I'm legit running for U.S. president. So go vote Metwali. Or get your money right. Get the fuck out of the West and fuck hot bitches. Or in the case of Coach Bitch Bill, Thai boys and traps. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.